T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
That would be Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred from ESPN talking to Mike Greenberg. Not very confident, and Rob Manfred looking basically like a goofball, not being a very strong commissioner, being worse than Bud Selig. It looks like we're getting in a situation as the clock is ticking that we're not going to have baseball this season. And I know, well, wait till the end. And I don't know how long they can wait before making a decision where you'd have some sort of a season. To me, it's just like, all right, like I said before, and I don't want to be on repeat or on our or rewind. If you miss it, go to radio.com and rewind, and you'll hear me say it 3,000 times.
That'd make our jobs a lot easier. We just do like one 15-minute segment where Stoney rants, and then we repeat it over and over again.
Yeah. I mean, if you're an owner out there listening, Christopher Lutch, I mean, you're pretty low key in all this. Tell Manfred,
give us
your
a call.
Owners to get it. Suck it up. Suck it up. Deal with it for a year. Seriously.
See, this is where it really is where Manfred screwed up, okay? Is that the players, and I don't know if you give credit to Tony Clark for this or whatever, but the players essentially called the owner's bluff.
Yeah.
And they said, okay, you guys are intent on this whole thing, so tell us when to play, and we'll be there. We're done. Meaning, basically, we already have an agreement in place where we have to get prorated salaries, so you're going to pay us a prorated salary. You're going to minimize the number of games. That's what you want. Go for it. We're done. At which point, the owners turned to Manfred, I think, and I'm kind of fictionalizing this a little bit, but I think the owners turned to Manfred and said, wait, Rob, you told us they were going to negotiate. And Rob's like, I thought they were, but they're not. And now he's making up this whole, no fault guarantee that the owners are allegedly backtracking on, whatever. No, basically the players said, we will play a minimum number of games for prorated salaries, and we're good with that. So you go ahead and give us your little schedule, and then we'll go.
Right, but
the owners aren't prepared to do that.
Well, the proverbial fly in the ointment is the grievance.
I don't believe that. I don't believe it is. I believe the proverbial fly in the ointment is that the owners do not want to pay prorated salaries. They want 70% to 80% of these players' salaries. And when the players went and called their bluff and said, pay us our prorated salaries, we'll play 48 games or whatever it is, screw you, the owners didn't quite know what to do with themselves, and that's where we find ourselves.
Yeah, but the difference is, Jamie, so if you play less games at the prorated salary, let's say 50 games at prorated, as opposed to 75 games, let's say, at prorated plus the deduction that they want, it all becomes the same amount of money anyway. Per game, it's a little different, mm-hmm. but it's still the same amount of cash that they're giving out. It's right. Now the owners are afraid that, the players are going to sit there and make them the file agreements, which means they got to open up their books, and this leads into their next CBA. This is going to go on forever. That's why, Chris Illich, please, people are listening. Chris has lots of friends, good guy out there. Just say, Chris, make that phone call. Get your other owners on board. Call Bill DeWitt. Call Tom Ricketts. Call the other, idiots out there and say, suck it up! It's for the good of the sport. You're going to end up making more money in the long run if you suck it up!
Yeah, but Stoney, much like a couple going through a divorce, very, very infrequently does one side say, you know, I'm 100% at fault here, so therefore I will be the one to make the concessions. The owners think that the players are the ones who need to, what's your phrase again?
Suck it up.
So they're saying, hey, Stoney, thank you. That's a big talk out there. If Chris Ilitch is listening, he's probably saying maybe Miguel Cabrera needs to suck it up. Maybe Justin Verlander, I'm still paying his contract. Maybe he needs to suck it up. There are other players out there who could suck it up as well, right?
Well, they are sucking it up by even taking prorata. I mean, if you think about it.
But what they're saying is they don't need prorated anymore.
No, they get prorated. Prorated, right. You know, based on the amount of games that they agreed to. They don't want to take the other percentage cut of the prorata because of the alleged no fans codicil that who knows whether that actually existed. And if it did exist, why, you know, the players union screwed up and didn't tell the players. We didn't, you know, that should have all been, like you were right, you said this earlier, this should have all been done when they had this agreement in March 26th. It should have been just signed, sealed, delivered. Whenever we play, let's go. And then they get the green light, and then,
they never should have even had an agreement. Like, I almost feel like Rob Manfred, much like Adam Silver or Gary Bettman, should have just said the game of baseball is suspended until further notice and not worried about any of it. Because at the time, there was a worldwide pandemic that was spreading across the country quickly. I don't know why they came into this agreement in the first place. It turned out to be very detrimental to them.
Well, I think they thought that the pandemic was not going to last that long. That's what I think. Let's go to
248-539-9797 is the telephone number and the ticket text.
Jeff, what's up?
Hey, how you doing, Jamie and Stoney today?
What's
up, Jeff?
This beautiful day. I just wanted to, I was telling the call screener, Major League Baseball is dropping the ball on this so bad. They've been losing fans for quite some time now because of the length of the ball games. And this would be a great opportunity for them to reel these kids back in. Like when I was a kid, look forward to baseball games. And they just had a golf event that had one of the highest rated events watched in golf in the last 16 years. You know what baseball could do right now?
Right.
They ought to fire whoever their marketing guy is. They ought to fire him.
Well, you know why, Jeff? Because what the owners should do is what? Suck it up, right?
Absolutely.
That's right.
Yes. You make more money if you bring more people to the plate.
You always make more money if you suck it up.
Well, I'm not sure I would fire the marketing guy. It's very difficult to market a product that doesn't exist.
I know.
So, the marketing guy, men and women, aren't doing anything. I mean, I'm sure they're still marketing as best they can, but, you know, not knowing, A, if there's going to be a product this summer, and B, when or where the games are going to be played, it's kind of hard to rip on that person.
We have some ticket texts on the baseball deal. Don't see why people think baseball coming back would get more views. How many other sports are played in June and July every other year? Yeah, but there's
none.
Right. But however, you're going to have some competition though, if the NBA and the NHL starts.
Well, no, I think what the caller meant, and I agree with him, is that since we've been without sports in total,
right,
for so long, that we'll take anything. And I would think, and you alluded to it with respect to the Colonial Golf Tournament this weekend, that more people watch. Is that what you said? Is that what the ratings suggested? That more people watch than normal?
Yes.
It was a good tournament, and there were some good players involved in the final battle. Now, Daniel Berger, who won it, is not exactly a household name, but there were some good names on the leaderboard. But I think if baseball came back, especially, you know, like just take last night, for example, Monday night, we watched an old episode of Amazing Race as a family, and then Christy and I watched Billions, but there was no sports on. I mean, Fox Sports Detroit is now just kind of re-showing games they've already shown.
So I know. It was funny because I had a Zoom meeting with my friends from college, like five of them. I said, this pandemic has gotten on so long because in the beginning, I remember we were doing this, and they had the Fidrich Yankee game on in the background for you guys as well.
Yeah, and you and I did a topic one morning on what other games they should do. And I don't know how the rights work. I don't know how they could go about doing it. But God, there's a lot of good games that didn't necessarily have title postseason implications, and even games that Detroit teams didn't win.
I know.
You know, that would be interesting to watch along the way, but I don't know how those decisions are made. Maybe we should call one of the higher-ups at Fox Sports Detroit and ask them, because I'd be curious, because I'd be more than happy to sit on a panel to recommend new games they could show on Fox Sports Detroit. But I think if baseball came back, I think the Tiger ratings would be through the roof.
Yeah, so no doubt.
We'll be very excited to see them. And, of course, listen to them right here on your home for Tiger Baseball, 97.1 The Ticket.
Also on The Ticket text, if Major League Baseball is losing fans and losing money, why should they? Suck it up! Doesn't it make sense for Major League Baseball to address this financially? Well, my point is that because of the situation we're in right now, you suck it up for 1 year, for a half year, whatever it's going to be, and then down the line, because you might be able to get more people to watch the game and like the game, so down the road, you won't be losing fans. This could actually help you gain fans down the road. That's the whole point.
Yeah.
Owners want players to take a reduced pay. Why not have 7-inning games that would allow for more doubleheaders, more games, and players would be able to fit more games into their prorated pay? That's Mike in Oxford. Well, here's the reason for that. The owners don't want to pay as much prorated pay. They want less games.
No, but he's saying, he agrees with you in his premise.
Right.
The reason why, the answer, though, is because baseball games going 9 innings allow added revenue to the TV and radio contracts. And that's where the owners are going to be getting their money this season, because they can't have people going through the gates. So if they're only selling 7 innings of baseball as opposed to 9, you're taking out 1, 2, 3, 4
yeah.
or 5 ad blocks, if they call it,
right.
per 9-inning game.
Not to mention that's the pitching change brought to you by Jamie Samuelson Hardware.
That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
Or the Beltire splash zone out in right field.
Exactly.
I would imagine 9 innings of that as opposed to 7 innings of that would be a different prize package altogether.
Mm-hmm. You know? And last text on this, I'm done with Major League Baseball. I like the KBO. It's entertainment.
Is that right?
I got to admit,
I have not watched a hell of a lot of KBO action.
Well, we have it up here because we have ESPN up, and it's gone from ESPN2 to ESPN since it started. And I don't pay too much attention to it, although, you know, like, I think, what was it, last week or 2 weeks ago, we did the standings because of the teams we drafted. There is some entertainment there, and I don't miss the fans in the stands. I just don't know any of the players.
Good, because they're not there. Yeah.
Exactly.
97.1 The Ticket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.